Okay, we've spent a lot of time on this halacha, exuberant. So Be'ez Hashem this week, trying to finish the perek, so we can get our foot in the door before Pesach in the next perek. Ibai Elohu. Halacha shaloi beregel. At the beginning of the Gemara is not being matled this at this point yet in Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. If a kohen does halacha without regel, without moving, in other words, he moves his hand without moving his feet, is that sufficient or not? Shmo halacha? Or is it not halacha? Eloi shmo halacha. And this would be l'kuli alma. The obvious kasha in this Gemara, which we'll get back to, it's obvious kasha, but it's really the mahalach in the whole sugya, is what kind of shaila is this? Why in the world should there be a din that you need halacha b'regel? Where does it say regel? Right? Assuming that there's a din halacha. Halacha is to be makar of the dam. So till now we had a whole shakal of Italia. Maybe halacha is even kosher bizarre. And that was the whole back and forth of the Gemara. We according to Rav Chisda, l'kuli alma, halacha is kosher bizarre. According to the Yukimta and the Gemara Rabbi Yosi there, that we spent a lot of time on, according to Rav Shimon, it's kosher bizarre. And we went back and forth. It is a sheiris, it's not sheiris, it's like shchita, not shchita. But at most, it's an avoida. Right? Why would there be a din regel? Vushteit regel. Doesn't say anything in the Torah. Hakoveh. Doesn't say anything in the Torah about halacha that you have to walk. And that's precisely why Rav Shimon holds it's efshalavatlo. It's avodah efshalavatlo. So the Chachom say, no, you have to do halacha. Okay. Why would you have to do it beregel? In other words, what's the premise? What's the premise that there should be if the Torah would say v'holach? So now we can have a definition question. What does v'holach mean? Does v'holach mean with the foot? Does v'holach mean with the body? Does it mean both? Does it mean it? There is no such a thing. Elamai, there's a din to bring the blood closer to the mizbeach. And Rav Shimon himself holds that that's even efshalavatla. That whole avoid is efshalavat. In the Chachamim Noach, we brought down a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that even according to the Rabbanon, it's efshalavat. We spent a lot of time on that. It's not even clear that that's the machlokes. We had a steer in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, meaning it could be that according to the Rabbanon, also halach is efshalavat. You know why? Because the Torah doesn't say that you have to go. It's just that Chachamim hold that even avoda shef shalavatla is also an avoda. It also qualifies for shaloi lishmo. But we zicha have no source in the Torah that this halacha has to be done by feet. It doesn't even say v'holach. If it would say v'holach, then Yidl would have a good point. Maybe v'holach stam halicha is beregel. There's no din v'holach. There's a din to be mekarev the blood to the mizbeach. So if the mekarev the blood to the mizbeach, however you mekarev it, l'chayre, should make no difference. Zokte sfasemes, and Yidl, he actually makes the kash even stronger. He says the source of halacha is v'hikrivo. Kemat, one could be able to argue to say that if you look at the source, the source negates the regel. The Torah should have said v'holach. Zok this v'asemes. The Dugan's apostle says b'regel. Mechteis is shaloch teos adavke b'regel. Yeah? Anyway, so this is a problem. We'll see Rashi's lashon later on, what he calls halacha shalei beregel. Taras HaKodesh talks about it. He says maybe it's not derech sheiros pekach, which is difficult to learn like him. See, Taras HaKodesh, although I would say it's a galata to learn that way, he wants to say the Gemara's question is, there are certain things that are possible because it's not derech sheiros pekach. It's not a normal way to do avoda. And since everything you do based on Mishnah, you run from Chatzkel Abramsky, is a din sheiros. So it's felt in sheiros, it's not the normal way to serve. So it's not because halacha shalei beregel, it's a din regel. It's a din derech sheiros. Well, that's inclusive. Derech sheiros means it's not something which is not covered, it's not derech sheiros. And Tosfos brings this down. Later on, we're going to have a Tosfos, the second parak. Oymel al gabi ragel chaveiro. The one kohen stands on the feet of another kohen. That's not kosher. Frek Tosfos, min b'minoi eni choitzitz. Not a chatzitza, min b'minoi. So it's true, the kohen has to have his feet on the ground. But min b'minoi eni choitzitz. So Tosfos says, it's lav derech sheiros pekach. There's two ways to learn that sugi. That's what we're going to be doing that sugi in maybe a month or two. I mean, if we go at this pace, maybe three or four. But there's two ways to learn that sugi. One in Mahalach is like Tosfos, which is that the reason why if one kohen is standing on top of another kohen's feet, it's possible because lav derech sheiros. And then we'll have another approach that I was medayik from Ritzbo, which is out of the box Mahalach, which is that the Ritzbo, he brings down a b'raiser, that the Ritzpa, the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, is Mekadosh the Kohen. Favoida. The Kohen has to stand on the floor because the Ritzpa is Mekadosh, Ragli Kohen, and Favoida. The Ritzpa Sazor. And Memela, he says, Be'inon Sheyiga b'Ritzpa. He has to touch it. Now, it could be what he means is similar to what Avni Nezer says. Avni Nezer talks about in Mikvos, the halach is if you have a knot and a hair, it's a chatzitza. That's why a woman has to do chafifa and tzrike and all those things, because you want to get out the knots. Unless the knot is a couple of hairs together, so the water goes in, but otherwise, nima achas chatzitzas. So the famous question Achmanim ask, min b'mina eni chatzitz? Mazel tov zeh. Min b'mina eni chatzitz? It's not chatzitz. It's no chatzitza. So, he says, the pshat is, that the Avni Nezer says, that you need bias mayim. He says, min b'min eni chaitzitz just means it's not considered a foreign element. But where you need negiyah mamish, min b'min eni chaitzitz doesn't help you. Min b'min just means it's not, if there's a problem of chatzitze, it's not a problem. But if there's a din al b'soroi, it's fort not al b'soroi. So the Ritzba learns that by the Ritzba Sazora, the Kohen has to mamish have negiyah b'Ritzba. It's not enough to say min b'mina eni chaitzitz. But that's a side point. I'm just saying, Tosfos learns mid'oraisa that avoid is possible because lav derech sheiros pekach. So the Taras HaKodesh, that would obviously be the most simple, glatzta way to do it, to say. It's felt in derech sheiros. The problem, so in other words, the way he's learning, it would answer this Fasemis' kasha of what's the problem of Halacha Shalei Beregel. Rather, you should know the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer. He says that the Krivo is a Lashon Beregel. On that Rambam of Halacha Shalei Beregel, the Kiryas Sefer says that Hikrivo is Mashma Beregel. It's Mashma with the foot. So according to him, it is a definition, even though it's fair. It's more mustava like the Sasemis. But that's what he said. So the problem with the Taras HaKodesh's approach. No, so Chazal had it. No, Derech Sheiros, meaning it's not a normal way. Who decided our regal Chaver is not Derech Sheiros? Chazal am abgeteisht. Dieselbe Chazal, was am abgeteisht, in andere Eltern. That they said, it's not Derech Shevis. Das ist nicht Derech Shevis. Toysif says, I'll regal Chavir, it's not Derech Shevis. Where'd they get it from? Also, I'm Chazal abgeteisht. Anyway, so... Well, according to the Gemara here, it's any case. It would even be where he takes the blood, he's makabel the blood here, and then he just moves his body like this, turns... He moves the blood closer to Mizbeach without moving his legs. What do you mean? You makabel the blood like this. You go like this. You go like this. So he says that that's not Derech Sheiris is. When you makabel the blood, respectfully, right? If you were serving the God Lador of Eliashiv, and you buy the coffee machine, you get him a cup of coffee, you're going to fill up a cup of coffee, you're going to go like this. Well, you'll walk over, you'll move your body. Okay? That's the sign up that. Rashi also uses such a lashon. Rashi, on later on, we'll get to this Rashi, on Tazvav and Aleph. Rashi also uses such a lashon. If you look at him, okay, we'll see it in there. He says that, the Gemara talks about a large, the Gemara makes a distinction between a large distance from the Mizbech and a short distance. So Rashi says, Hoylocha Rabosi, Shaloi Beregel ain't Darka Bekach. Ain't Darka Bekach. So it could align with the problem I have with this, and we're going to talk about this problem, Bechlal, is that the Gemara says like this, Toshma, V'chein Yoshe, V'chein Smol. It says if you makabel the blood or you moilach the blood sitting or with your left hand, it's possible. That's what we're going to have in the next parak. Ha'oi may do me the yoshev kosher. Is mashma that if you do it standing, now when you're yoshev, you're not walking anywhere, you're sitting on the ground. The only way to do halacha when you're sitting is moving your body. You're not moving your feet, you're sitting on the ground. In Mimele, Zokhti Gemara, is mashma that without walking, it's still halacha. Says the Gemara, Dilmo de Kashayiv Meshav. No, you're on the ground, crawling like. You're moving your body, sitting. So that's no good. And then if you do it standing, Oime, do me the Yoshev, the Nayat Porter, you walk slowly, you Meshav Shech Raglov, it'll take a work. Okay. Toshma Shochisov, Kibel HaKoyim. Nostel HaKaveh, BaKaveh, LaKaveh. Each coin gave to another coin, to another coin, to another coin. Okay? This is talking about by the Korban Pesach. Okay? So over there it says, the Gemara says, it's kosher. The Mashmois is, you have a long row of Kohanim, and one coin is giving to another coin, giving to another coin, giving to another coin. Zok the Gemara, this is the same kasha the Gemara is in Pesachim Samach Dalet. Hosam Nami denied Porter. You're moving a little. Yeah? The night, I'm getting to this. The night puter. Oy bazoy my kamashmon, they have a bunch of kohanim. Peroivom hadras melech. As peroivom, they used a lot of kohanim. Now here's my problem. Bishleime, if you learn that there's some kind of din, that a halacha needs regel. So the Gemara is answering the kasha. In fact, the Gemara, hey, avoy locha without regel. So the Gemara, they use their feet a shtickle. That's for sure. The primary halacha from where they shechted it to where they put on the mizbeach was shalei beregel. Right? Elamai, they move the foot a little bit. So if you learn that the reason why your foot is possible, why without the foot it's possible, is felt in derech sheirus. So why does it help that they move their foot a little bit? If there's a din regel, then I understand. If there's a din, halacha needs regel. Okay, we got it. We moved our foot a little bit. But if we're going back to the Taras HaKodesh, if the way we're going to learn the sugya is that this is not a normal way to serve Hashem, to do halacha without moving, so a little bit doesn't do anything. If anything, I would say, it's stranger.
What it is if you're doing
Rova Madras Melech? Oh, so if you're doing Rova Madras Melech, you don't have to move your foot at all. See, that's the problem. The problem is, And it goes back to what Shlomo was saying, Mechtesa. If the reason why you're using a bunch of Kohanim is because you want a Mekayim B'Ravom, so that's the Rechshengel's Taka. And if you're telling me that that doesn't help, that's for sure. If you were serving a king and you want to show Rechshengel's for the king, so you line everybody up, everybody wants to have a peace. Is that the Derech to go like that? That looks ridiculous. What are you doing that for? You'll tell me, why am I not walking? Because it's Kovod HaMelech, that there should be a procession of people handing the blood. So in other words, you can't get it on both ends. Either you have to tell me there's a Din Regel, and that's why the Gemara was bothered, had it worked by Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara has a good answer. They used it for a little bit. They did use the foot a little bit. Okay? The Gemara answered the kasha. But if you learn that's a derech sheiros, so then either it is or it's not. But the naya pulta doesn't do anything. The naya pulta, the chanara shazach. The only naya pulta only makes sense if I have a din regel. So now I'm naya pulta makayim the din regel. Makes sense. But how much? There's no din regel. It's just a din how you serve Hashem. So is this a normal way to serve Hashem? Like Zev is saying, beautiful. That's the answer. The Gemara should just say, instead the Gemara says, Nayiputa. Now, I'll tell you, but the problem is the other way as well. The problem is, Elamai, what are you going to tell me? That it's a din regel. And if you do halacha without the regel, it's possible. So what does Nayat Purta help? You hear what I'm saying? What does Nayat Purta help? It comes out that the halacha was done 90% Shaloi Beregel and 10% or 5% or 2% or 0.5% Beregel. Why don't we say, well, all the rest of the halacha was possible? Now, I'll tell you more than that. I'll tell you more than that. As we go on in the sugya, the Gemara is going to have a shaila. If you did a halacha in a halacha that wasn't good, right? The Gemara has a shaila, even if it's efshel tkune. If you could even bring it back and fix it, if it was halacha shaloi beregel, could you even fix it? Now, if you hold efshel tkune, then maybe we could say we understand pshat in the Gemara. Because if you say Efshel Tkunei works, you could say, what's the shaila of Efshel Tkunei not Efshel? What's the shaila whether you could fix a halacha or not? The shaila is halacha shaloi beregel or halacha, and is it a psul? Or just you need halacha? You need a ma'isa halacha. But if you learn all you need is a ma'isa halacha, so if you do halacha shaloi beregel, you're not yet in the minus stage, you're parva. Could do it again. Take it back. And now do a halacha. If you learn it's apostles, doesn't help. Now l'chaira, the Gemara only talks about that nafkamina. But l'chaira, another nafkamina would be, if you do a halacha shaloi beregel and a halacha beregel, you do both. You do a half a foot like this and a half a foot like that. Yeah? So, if you learn that it's apostles, no good. Because the part that you did, Shaloi Beregel, passed it. So L'chaira, how could the Gemara say Nayit Purta is a solution? It should be only a solution if you hold Efshel Tkune. And even if you hold Efshel Tkune, I'm not sure it's a solution. But it should only be a solution if it's Efshel Tkune. Let's finish. Says the Gemara, you know, I just want to read you a Lashon Rabbeinu Chanan al Pesachim. We're going to get back to this Lashon. But he says like this. He seems to make a cholent between everything here, one big cholent. Because simply, either Lach Shaloi Beregel is kosher or Lach Shaloi Beregel is posel. Or it's nothing. I'm willing to accept nothing. Lach Shaloi Beregel is nothing. Three choices, okay? Lach Shaloi Beregel is kosher. Halacha shaloi beregel is posel, or halacha shaloi beregel is nothing. Those are three choices we have. Nafkamina is obviously. If it's kosher, it's kosher. Beautiful. If it's not kosher, we have a nafkamina. If it's pasul, you blew it. It's pasul. Over. If it's not pasul, then two things. Number one, you could take it back and fix it, maybe, which is the Gemara Shaila. Number two, maybe, if it's not pasul, it's just not halacha, maybe if I did a shtickle shaloi beregel, a shtickle ye beregel, then it's good enough. The regel part is good enough. Right? Now, Rabbeinu Hanano makes it shalom between 2 and 3. Because Rabbeinu Hanano holds halacha shaloi beregel is pasul. Now he holds. He's going into Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim says, the same kasha the Gemara is here. How could you have a line of Kehanim? Aye, they're not walking. The Gemara gives the same terrors like over here. Deny deporta. So listen to Rosh Rabbeinu Hanano. It doesn't get enough attention, this Rabbeinu Hanano. So Rabbeinu Hanano, Shehoilocha shaloi beregel, listen to this, Kshela, the who deny it porta. The who deny it porta. In other words, what he's saying is like this. It sounds from Rabbeinu Hanano that once the Gemara brought this raya, then our thinking has changed. In other words, we taka started the sugya, halacha beregel, either it's good or it's not good. That's how we started. Then we had the sugya in Pesachim, that they shechted the Korban Pesach, they had a line of kahanim handing it over. From there is proof that halacha shaloi beregel is good. But you still need Nayit Purta. So, Enoch Hanami, the way, if you would have, basically, the way I see Rabbeinu Hanano, if we would have had the Shaila, if we didn't have the Bais in Pesach and the Mishnah in Pesach, we would have said, you can't have a row of Kehanim handing it over, moving a little bit, that wouldn't work. But we brought that Raya. From that Raya, we wanted to prove, Halacha Shaloi Beregel Kosher. He said, no, it's not 100% a raya. It is a raya. It changes our thinking. Till now we thought, halacha shaloi beregel, no good, no good. No, from there we have a raya that halacha shaloi beregel is good if it's nayit. If there's movement, then it's good. What does that mean?
No, why
did you say that? Zot there, kshera, because halacha shaloi beregel is good. V'odinai it purta, meaning he's not saying like Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says that you have to move a little bit without your makayim halacha. As I said, he says that a kohen can't shecht right next to the mizbech and spritz because you need halacha. It's yev shalavatlo. You need it. So therefore, the Mishnah Melech says he has to move a little bit. I'm not talking about our case. Bechlal, every case of halacha, Mishnah Melech says, since we hold halacha, shalom berech shema halacha, lav shema halacha, you have to move a little bit to be makayim. It's like a check. You have a checklist. Shechita. There's a checklist here. On the list it says halacha. Your chart. Halacha. The coin has to be able to check it off. That's all. Doesn't become puzzle. This is just a check. You check it. Halacha done. Okay, checked off. That's how Mishnah Melech understands. Okay, according to him, halacha shaloi beregel is not halacha, and everything the Kohanim were doing without their feet was not halacha. But it's good enough that we have a position to go halacha at the end. In other words, it's good enough. That's how you would learn simply. The Rabbeinu Hanano is saying no. The halacha is good. You don't need halacha beregel. Halacha beregel is kosher. But there's a tanai. You need nayit purta. Which really makes everything more difficult. How are you magdir this? So he's learning not like 2 and not like 3. It's a cholent between 2 and 3. 2 was becomes posel. Right? Halacha shalai b'regel posel. Can't fix it, it's finished. No good. Three was, it's not posel, but so what? All you need is, you need some regel here. He is saying, no. It's really Makayim, it's a halacha without your foot. As long as you have Nayit Puta, now we can use the Shaloi Berega. And that's what he says. I'm not adding one letter. I'm not adding one letter to Rabbeinu Chanan. He says, Noistam L'chaveroi Sha'alocha Shaloi Beregel K'sheira. Right? Now I'll tell you more than this. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. I want to tell you even a bigger chiddush. The Meiri says that it's kosher, and he learns the Nayit Puta is just one of the Kohanim. So that means if you have 100 Kohanim, okay, they're all doing halacha, only one moved the drop, nobody else. Some actually learn, only one moved the drop because it's kosher. He says, now according to him, according to the Meiri, Meiri can be like Rabbeinu Chanan. Because it could be that Rabbeinu Chanan holds that the Nayit is machshir, everything, the whole train. The whole train is hooked on to the main engine. And as long as somebody moved, then the ganze halacha now is good. So all I'm telling you is, when you say this one, without that, what would you say? What do you mean?
The process of halacha has to have an ayat purta.
Again, it goes back to the shayla. If you learn halacha shebaloi b'regel is possible,
then anybody who doesn't like that,
exactly, should become possible. Now, that the problem is very simple. If you learn that you don't need halacha b'regel, because you don't need halacha at all, you just need one drop of halacha, the rest of it is we ignore. I have no problem with that either. Rabbeinu Chananel is not saying we ignore it. Rabbeinu Chananel, if that's what Rabbeinu Chananel would say, then he wouldn't say halacha shalai b'regel shmoi halacha v'hu deny it. He would say, the reason why halacha shalai b'regel lav shmoi halacha, here it's kosher, because they were nayid. So that nayid is the one, that's the part that's kosher. The part that shalai b'regel is not kosher. But we don't need it. But he's saying not like that, Rabbeinu Chanan. He's saying the part that you walked without your foot is also kosher. And he, not only that, if you want to really be medayik in his words, he's saying that the main halacha is being done shalai b'regel. And if somebody, the way he reads Rabbeinu Chanan, I'm just saying the way he reads, he would touch up that this was a halacha shaloi b'regel. Yes, Rabbeinu Chanan, what happened on Erev Pesach? What type of halacha? Rabbeinu Chanan would touch up, this was a halacha shaloi b'regel. That's what it was. And I, Rabbeinu Chanan, halacha shaloi b'regel, psula zakhtay, you're making a mistake. Halacha shaloi b'regel, k'shema. Nervous. That did you need diet? That's what he's saying. So he's somehow learning, but again, it's difficult to wrap your head around this. Monashuch. If the halacha, see the other way, the other two ways to learn are clear. Meaning, either halacha shalai b'regel is possible, that's clear, or halacha zev shabatla provided that there was a shtikal halacha. You don't need a God. So even though we hold halacha zev shabatla, that only means you can't be mevatlet completely. A little bit you could be mevatlet halacha. That also works. That means that all the halacha shaloi b'regel, you mevatlet, but that's okay. You have it, but shtikal halacha. Good enough. But Ben Chananel is not learning not like that and not like that. He's learning halacha zev shabatla. And you have to do a halacha attack. But halacha shaloi b'regel is good. If you add an ingredient to the halacha shaloi b'regel, nayit purta. And I want to tell you why he says this. Rabbeinu Chanan held it's muchach from the Gemara like that. He held it, I'll tell you why. Simple. This always bothered me, besides, unless you learn like Rabbeinu Chanan, always bothered me. L'maisa ha'ilocha means to bring the blood to the Mizbech. That's what it means. Right? In fact, like the Sfasem starts the sugya. The Pasuk says, Vikrivu. Pasuk says you should bring it close. Torah doesn't say you should walk. For some reason, we're analyzing it that it makes a difference if you walk or you don't. We don't know why, but for some reason, we're requiring walking. The Torah just says, bring the blood near to the Mizbech. Right? Bring it close. That's all the Torah is saying. Bring the blood close to the Mizbech. Now, I want to tell you simple. A couple of years ago, I gave shiur on the Inyan of Schar Alichin. We spoke about the Almona, the Gemara in Seite. The Almona used to go to another neighbor to daven by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan asked her, don't you have shuls in your neighborhood? So she said, Schar Psius. I want to have Schar Alichin. Rabbi Yechanan praised her. We learned Schar Psius from this Almona. Yeah? It's like, David, we learned from you, Schar Psius. You're from the bigger hikers to shul. Schar Psius. Yeah, I don't get schapsis that you get, unfortunately. Yeah, schapsis. So we had an interesting shayla. That wasn't our shayla, it was a shayla in the poiskim. If somebody lives in a neighborhood, assuming all things are equal, obviously if there's a shul, that you have a shaykhis to the rav, or for some reason you could be mechaven over there better, how about you go to whichever shul works better for you? Assuming you have two places equal. Right? Now you have a choice. You're in your car, or you're walking. You're going to shul. There's a shul here. You pass it. You go to a second shul. Do you get more schar alicha? Or maybe not only you don't get more schar alicha, you're over ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. Again, assuming that both shuls are equal, same amount of people, same nusach. There's no difference in your kavana. Everything is the same. Because otherwise that all takes into account. Everything's equal. The only thing is, I want to go up Bissel Vaita.
So then I was asked to go to the third one.
You didn't hear, that's why I was very medayik what I just said. I said that even though the Gemara says in Soita that this Almona got more reward, Shulchan Aruch just follows the Gemara to going to a further neighborhood. But I changed the case, David. I said there are two ways you could have a further place. One way is you have a shul that way, that's 2 miles that way. You have a shul that way, it's 3 miles that way. I go 3 miles. Like the Almona, I'm going there. There's another way. You're going to what's it called, the Shiner Shul, Or HaChaim? What? Or HaChaim. You're going to Or HaChaim. You're passing Rabbi Twersky and Rabbi Rattenberg. So here, you're not going only to a further shul. You already passed a place that you could daven, and you kept on going. So number one, maybe it's Ein Mavir, assuming that you could daven there with the same kavon and everything. Number two, this is the bigger issue. And this is I held halacha l'mais. It's not called schar halicha. Why? Because if the only thing you're doing is walking extra, it's not halicha. Because for the same money, I have a simple answer for you. You want to daven by Rabbi Twersky. You don't want to daven over there by Or HaChaim. But you have a problem with Schar Alicha. So you know what you could do? Go to Rabbi Twersky's parking lot and walk around the parking lot. And then go into the shul. So you have the same psias. Let's say that's 2,000 steps. Walk. Do what? I'm saying you don't even have to do that. Why do you have to walk away? Just go to the shul. You want to know you're there already. You're nervous about being late. You're like me. You want to make sure you're on time. You walk around the parking lot like this. Just walk around the parking lot. So I want to say that that's not halicha. That's not schar halicha. Why? Because you're not going anywhere. Schar halicha means I get reward for the extra distance of going somewhere. I don't get schar for just walking. I get schar exactly because it's bringing me something. It's bringing me somewhere. And the Mela, I wanted a taina that if you pass Shul A and you're ready to daven there, there's nothing missing in your davening. There's nothing missing. Now I'm just going to walk another mile. That's not halicha. Because you already weren't shul. You already were there. Now you're just going. So I hold it could be a shalav ein mavir. Again, it's rarely nageya because most people daven where they feel comfortable, where it, so it's not, I'm talking about stam as a, anyway. So what I'm telling you, same thing by the blood. If you have a row of kehanim, and lamaise, that's the way the Mishnah and Pesachim is, the kehanim go from the mokum shchite to the mokum kom Pesach. Everybody knows. One was ich tanz echet. Okay, my leg movements is not bringing the blood. I'm making leg movements. Thank you. That's not what's being makar of the blood. The blood is being transferred by hand to hand to hand, and the guy is moving his feet. Cute. He's being cute. Yeah, he's moving his feet. That's what was bothering Rabbeinu Hanan. Bothering Rabbeinu Hananel, Nayit Purta, by the way, doesn't even mean that you walk anywhere. Nayit Purta just means you pick up your feet, you move like this. That's Nayit Purta. Right? So Lamaise, when you're transferring the blood, this, whatever I'm doing with my feet, is not the way I'm, is not my transportation. I'm transporting it without my feet. Thus, Pshat Rabbeinu Hananel, Al Kochach Shtei Dor, that Halacha Shalei Beregel is good. Just as a Tanai, you need Nayit. So Mamela, this is not our solution. By the way, we're not going to finish this week. No way. But anyway, we'll finish Polina the next week. We'll try to finish the parak. But you can't say, it still doesn't help us. Because now we have even greater difficulty. Now, what about Motzei Shabbos Shev Brachos? You're going to be a Zichah. Erev Chas, a Zichah, Motzei Shabbos Shev Brachos. What? It's what? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's Poshin. If Erev Chas, because otherwise I wouldn't leave you hanging. I'd go on for another hour just to fix it. Anyway, Lamaisa, we're in a bigger ditch. Because now we have to have a better understanding what is the function of Rega. Derech Sheiros, it's not. It's not even that you're being Makar of the blood through your Rega. It's a dinner to move my feet around. What is it? What is it even? Really, Bechlau? The whole thing of Nayan Porta is very difficult. However you... Okay, Rabbeinu Hananel just captures it, but he's more us to the difficulty. No, he's saying hoy locha shaloi beregel shma hoy locha. I don't know if you follow what he's saying here. He is saying that the Gemara in fact switched direction. We had a shaili bayilu hoy locha shaloi beregel shma hoy locha. Comes Rabbeinu Hananel, he says from the sugi and psachim you see that Shema Elocha just as a condition you need Nayit. So the Yibayil who now switched, but then why in the world should you need Nayit? That's the problem. Why should you need Nayit? Okay, says the Gemara. So my command is Melech Toshma Kibla Kosha Finosan Leposu. By the way, just so you should know, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, which means that the taka you're not doing halacha b'regel, it could be it's taka a little bit of a chasaron in the halacha, meaning it's kosher, but you're doing halacha without regel taka. So it could be that's the Maika Mashmal, the strange Gemara Maika Mashmal. It's Maika Mashmal. Kamashmal Rev Maros Melech. That's in Kol Hashas, Rev Maros Melech. What's the chiddush here? Could be that what Rabbeinu Hananel is saying, there's a famous shaila, Barova Madras Melech is that doiche hidur mitzvah. In other words, when you have Barova Madras Melech on one hand, on the other hand you have hidur mitzvah, what's doiche what? Could be that that's what the Gemara means, Maika Mashma. What's the chiddush? Chiddush here is that as Barov Amadras Melech, you're taka giving up on Elocha Beregel. You're taka not doing Elocha Beregel. As Barov Amadras Melech, you're giving up on that. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Kibla Kosher, Vinosan Leposel. The coin was Makabal LeBlood. He gave it to a Jew. Yachzel LeKosher. Right? So now, the apostle person gives it back to the kosher. The Gemara understands that that means that they don't have to redo it. It's still kosher. Says the Gemara, Eimo yachzah kosher v'yikablenah. He has to go and get it back from the place where the apostle was standing. He can't now go and take it from here. He has to taka go back to where it started. Itma, Omarul Mabech, Loch Shalab Regal Shmehloche, Hiloch Shalab Regal is Loch Shmehloche. Fine. Now, what about, could you fix it? Afshilat Kune, or Loy Afshilat Kune? So Rashi learns, if you look at Rashi, Rashi learns to go back, Lachzir Lachoyer, Voloyluch Rishu Beregel. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns, could you go back now and fix it? Says the Gemara, now he uses that as a raya. Toshma. Kibel ha-kosha. V'nosan l'posel. Yachzel l'kosha. Right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How could he do that? Nihidi yachzel l'kosha v'yikablo. Yikablanu. How does that help you? Yisal, if you're going to tell me, Yisal k'day l'yachzel l'kunei. It's the law, it's already possible. It's possible. So it's too late. That's his kasha. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now, l'chaira, there's a big difference. It's Rabbi Zalman's kasha. Rabbi Zalman asks, l'chaira, there's a big difference between a possible person doing halacha and halacha shaloi beregel. Because l'chaira, halacha shaloi beregel, if it's not halacha, it just means nothing happened. It's not that something bad happened. Nothing happened. If you did a halacha with a posel, biregel, so then the taka became posel. Right? If you hold a halacha shaloi biregel, ain't shmo halacha, so then nothing happened. Zero happened. So you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here. Take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes. Well, you know, it's in Hashmatas. He says, he has a kasha like this. He says, I need in kanu rak mishum ki eilocha shaloi beregel in eilocha. He says, and mele, if it's not eilocha, he says, so what's the problem? Lo mamu shekvar nifsala. Doesn't make sense. He says, it's all it is that nothing happened. Nothing became possible. Okay. This is also going to support what we do from Ben Hanan. We'll see. Says the Gemara, Mi savor dekoi zor gavoi. You think the Zohar is standing closer to the Mizbeach? Loi! Dekoi zor abroi. Big chiddush, the Gemara says. The Zohar is standing further away from the Mizbeach. So in other words, the Kohen was makabel the blood over here. The Mizbeach is over there. The Zohar is over here. So the Zohar brought it that way. That doesn't ruin anything. That's why you could now bring it back and go on. Because that wasn't halacha at all. That's what the Gemara says. Me, Sarit, you think that that's the reason why it's good? Because if he's holy, the koi zol gavoi, then the taka will be possible. Loi, koi zol b'roi. The Zohar is standing further away from the Mizbech. And therefore, there's no problem. When the Kohen goes, he's bringing it back to where it started. Exactly. He's redoing it because nothing possible happened to him because it went in the wrong direction. Now, if the Olam could look up for next week, this is important. The Rambam, Psuli HaMukdoshim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes, and derive it, and the Mishnah Melech and the Aras HaMelech. Okay? The Rambam just says like this, Hoylocha Shaloi Beregelein Eylocha. He says, V'hamahalich b'mokum she'en etzorech hiluch, says the Rambam, Harezu Hoylocha, V'hamachshov ha'peiselas bo. How tamais? The Rambam says that if you had a bad kavanah while you went that way, it's possible. Says the Rambam, that's against our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying clearly that if you're going away from the Mizbeach, that doesn't count. The Rambam is clearly going, L'chaira, clearly going against our Gemara. Okay, Belina, we'll finish the parak next week. But again, please look up the Rambam, Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes, Raivad, Mishnah L'melech, and Ar Sameach on that. I just have a Shlomi. Oh, Shlomi.
I thought you were going to say Rambam holds that it's a din of Rashbos. But to be Rashbos, you need a little bit of movement, otherwise it's not covered.
No, but that's
mixing it.